to you by Puffin.
The Mega Complicated Crushes of Lottie Brooks by Katie Kirby. Read by Charlie Sanderson. Tuesday the 3rd of May. 7:12 a.m. OMG, 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 OMG! Today, I have to see What's-It-Fingers and maybe even speak to him. I know we chatted last night, but that was just on WhatsApp. Today, it will be in person. Which is completely different because it involves actually seeing him with actual eyes and actually speaking to him with actual lips. OMG! I really don't want to go all brine doopy again and mess it up because it's been going so well. In case you've forgotten, we have an actual date. OMG! Anyway, I'd better stop obsessing over Daniel and get dressed and do my teeth, or I'll be late for school. I will update you ASAP when I get home. Wish me luck! Note to self, you really must stop saying OMG so much. 4:14 p.m. Okay, I'm back. So, as I was pretty late for school for reasons beyond my control, I didn't see Daniel at all until lunchtime. There I was, standing in the lunch line with Jess, and he comes in with some mates. Jess starts nudging me and going, "Ooh, it's your boyfriend." Not actually technically my boyfriend. Yet. She clearly thought she was being really funny, when actually it was not very funny at all. If I'd have been able to get a gag on her without drawing even more attention to the situation, I would have. But instead, I just gave her my best death stare. I've been working on my death stare for about 3.5 years now. If you are interested in perfecting your own, here are my simple instructions. How to perform the perfect death stare. 1. Open eyes really wide. 2. Tilt head slightly to the left. 3. Grit teeth while simultaneously pursing your lips. 4. Frown in a quizzical type of way that implies, "What on earth do you think you are doing?" I mean, I'll admit it's not exactly the most attractive look, but it gets the job done, and that's what it's all about. Anyway, sorry, back to the story. Suddenly, Daniel is right there in front of me, and he gives me a really strange look. Lottie, what's wrong with your face? Oh, bum. That's when I remembered I was still doing my death stare. So I reorganised my facial features back into their usual positions. Apart from the initial weirdness, you'll be really pleased to know that the convo went pretty well. I've written a transcript here, as I know you must be extra mega interested. Me. Hey, Daniel. Daniel. Hey, Lottie. Me. What are you having for lunch today? Daniel. I brought a cheese roll in. You? Me. I'm getting a cheese panini. Daniel. Nice. Me. Have you got crisps? Daniel. Yeah, what's it? Me. Cool. 5 seconds of awkward silence. Me. Do you like what's it then? Daniel. Yeah. Me. I thought you might. I just noticed that you eat them quite a lot. How often do you usually have them? Daniel. Not sure. Maybe twice a week. Why? Are you monitoring my crisps consumption, Lottie? Me. No! That would be weird. Daniel. Yes, it would. Me. I just always find with what's-its that the cheese powder can get a bit messy and sometimes it can get stuck under your fingernails. So you have to wash your hands extra super...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?